It's not every day that advice from the CDC leads to outrage, but it's happening with new guidelines on alcohol, women, and pregnancy. The CDC says U.S. women are at risk of exposing a developing baby to alcohol because they're drinking, having sex, and not using birth control to prevent unplanned pregnancies. Given the risk, the agency says health providers should tell women to stop drinking if they're trying to get pregnant or if they're not using birth control. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on the criticism.
The CDC's recommendation that pregnant women avoid alcohol has been in place a long time, but this week came a new message aimed at raising awareness about the number of unplanned pregnancies, which is about half of all pregnancies, and the potential risk of fetal alcohol syndrome. Given that some women drink alcohol, have sex, and end up pregnant, the CDC says one thing women can do to prevent this is not drink at all. And this advice has struck many women as over the top. Emily Oster is an economist and mom who's written a book on all the anxiety-provoking rules women are given during pregnancy.
The way that they've stated this is very extreme and kind of makes it seem like they're judging all women for enjoying themselves, for having a drink occasionally, for engaging in behaviors that mostly people think are fine.
Oster says it's not as if the CDC doesn't have an important message to convey here. Some women are likely unaware of the risks of alcohol in the early weeks of pregnancy, and many people don't realize just how common unplanned pregnancies are. So Oster is not dissing the message, not at all. But she says the CDC may have missed its moment.
Because they said it in this way where the messaging was so skewed, you kind of don't get people to take you seriously. They're like, oh, the CDC, once again, telling me all this nonsense.
So by some accounts, the CDC message backfired and at the same time reignited questions among some about whether any amount of alcohol is safe during pregnancy. Hal Lawrence is an obstetrician and CEO of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
I mean, I practiced for 30 years and occasionally you'd see somebody who was early pregnant and they'd had a glass of wine or two before they knew they were pregnant. And, you know, generally you can really reassure those people that's not going to be an issue.
But he says, generally speaking, the advice to women who are pregnant or thinking about becoming pregnant is this.
The best thing for your baby is no alcohol.
He says there's a whole body of evidence pointing to the risk.
You know, alcohol exposure in a pregnancy in any of the trimesters can have some impact in psychological and neurological development for the fetus.
This is a message that most women have already heard before they get pregnant. After all, the risks are printed on bottles of beer and wine. But given the high number of unplanned pregnancies, it seems one message the CDC was trying to articulate is beware. And another message, perhaps more straightforward, is that the best advice is to stop drinking alcohol when you start trying to get pregnant. Here's the CDC's Ann Schuchat, who spoke to reporters.
We really urge women and their partners and the friends to be supportive of that idea about, I'm not going to drink for a while because I'm thinking about getting pregnant.
So a reasonable message that perhaps got misconstrued. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.